Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. I'm Roger Z, your host. So glad to be presenting live music to the tri-state area. You know, I think about saying the tri-state area. I mean, it could be Nebraska, Iowa, and Montana.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're not anywhere remotely near each other, but
yeah.
Reminds me of that old thing.
Close enough.
The New Yorker's view of America, California, Florida, yeah. New York, and then this little thing called the Midwest.
Midwest somewhere in there, yeah.
But anyway, I'm proud to present Mark Douglas Berardo today.
Yeah.
And you've been on a number of times with your brother.
Was on once with my brother, once by myself.
Yeah. And we want to send a lot of good thoughts to your brother.
Yeah, that's a...
Hope he gets better soon.
Yeah, he's on the mend. He'll be back.
Good. And you're here because at the end of the summer, you're going to release your next album.
That's right.
Called Downhauler.
Downhauler.
As I lift it up.
There it is.
When I'm waiting, there we go. Turn it around. And as we discussed before, you're actually on a record label.
Well, yeah, essentially, as those things go, you know, they're different than they used to be in the old days, record labels. So.
Well, you own the master.
Yeah, it's really a partnership. I'd call it more so like some sort of way to just get it out into the world, so it's not just a bunch of CDs in a box somewhere in my mom's basement.
Now, did you hire someone to mail these out to specific stations?
Yeah, there's going to be a radio programmer and there's going to be a publicist. So all those things kind of have to go hand in hand if you want to be, you know, if you really want to get it to be a real, you know, thing in the world. You have to kind of, you know, spend a little money to get it out there.
Yeah, I was reading this book, Artist Development by Eugene Foley, mm-hmm. and he's an agent in New Jersey, and he basically talks about the reality of the business today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He talks about building your business team.
Sure. Yeah.
He talks about, you know, basically today you don't get signed unless you don't need to be signed.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and it's kind of like getting a booking agent to do your shows. Until you can bring a lot of people to a lot of different places, they have no use for you because they can't really sell you anywhere until people know who you are. So it's kind of a catch-22. So it's tricky business, but it, you know, once you get, you know, to certain places, there's little plateaus, and you hopefully can keep moving forward.
Now, you're on the road a lot.
I am, yeah.
Last time you were here, I looked at your car. I think it was a Kia Rio Cinco.
That's right, yeah. Still have it.
Still
but
happy
I'll tell
with
you,
it?
Well, it's good because you can park it anywhere. That's the good news. But and that's important. My car before that was a Saturn. Something or other. I don't really know much about cars, but I put over 200,000 miles on it. This car, I find now with the economy or maybe whatever what's happening, is that I'm able to fly and rent a car cheaper than driving in a lot of situations in this past couple of years. So this car doesn't have as many miles on it. It doesn't have as much wear and tear.
Interesting. Can you bring your guitar on a plane?
Oh, yeah. Well, I check my guitar in. I've got a way to get it all rigged up so I can just check it in. And I used to try to bring it on. It's become such a hassle that I've got a special case for the guitar case that's, and it's got padding, and it comes out safe. It's been all over the place. I've flown to Europe, I've flown all over the country, and I've never had it so much as even out of tune when I've gotten it back.
Really? Because,
yeah.
I mean,
I've
they
never
put
been
it,
lost or anything like that.
They put it in the cargo hold, which is like, you know, -0 degrees.
It doesn't really affect it. I've literally gotten my guitar back from, you know, from luggage, and it's in tune when I take it.
So you're a man with a plan. You know, you have a system for everything.
I have a system that I feel like it's a really good system. And you know, the only problem is that the case that I use to put the case in to cover it, that keeps some padding, they went out of business, the people that make that case. And it was a great thing.
You didn't buy 20 of them?
I wish I had. I didn't know because I'd be telling all my friends and I'd be selling them because it's a great way to do it. But I've had a lot of luck with that, and it is cheaper nowadays in a lot of situations because I'm alone, you know, not bringing a band. There's some places where I'll pick up a musician, musicians I know in different places, and do things as a duo or a trio. But mostly I'm alone out there, so I can fly, rent a car, and work cheaply in the advent of Priceline and all those things.
Where are your pockets of popularity?
I do well in, oddly enough, in North Florida. I have a nice audience. In parts of Georgia, I have a little audience. In Portland, Maine, that area. My biggest audience is really in Connecticut and Westchester County, and I have a sort of a new audience in my hometown in Rhode Island and Westerly area, in that area. And I go to Texas every year, a couple times a year. It's about twice a year. And I'm trying to, I've little by little been working on an audience in Arizona, so little pockets of places that that I'm able to go and gather up a little crowd.
Have you ever heard of Namely Brennett?
I have.
She came on the show.
Yeah, yeah, we've run into each other somewhere.
Yeah, because she does kind of the same thing, but yeah. I think she, when I talked to her, she was still driving.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's still a way to go, you know, it just depends. I've decided that the concentric circle from where I live is as far as Washington, D.C., and as north as Maine, otherwise I'll fly, and it'll suit me better.
You know, what I love about you is I feel I could talk to you easily forever, and that's a bad thing.
It is a music show, right, Roger?
Yes.
I'm going to try a song that I don't... this is a brand new number from this brand new record, and it's a quiet song, but it's quiet in here, so I thought I'd give it a shot.
I'm going to make a lot of noise in this set.
But this particular one is... just sort of a lament about going home, about having a home, and how lucky that is, and sometimes, you know, the obvious part of missing home, and about traveling a little bit, about driving around and traveling a bit. You get burned out, like anything. I love it, don't get me wrong, no complaints, but this is a song about my secluded and fortified compound that I live in Westerly, Rhode Island, that I can come back to. It's called Quiet Places. Something beautiful, show me something fine, show me a place where I can rest my mind. Take me only where angels have left their traces. Take me only to the quiet places, 'cause I have run ragged out there. Thank you, Roger. That one I've never played before, so that's the first time.
You got me. I thought you were going to do Rock Me on the Water.
Well, you know, there's a reference in there. That's true. Because I love that song. Speaking of home, I'll play you one that I made up from my homeland, Westerly, where I live now. I've lived there for about six years. And, you know, I have a neighbor across the street. He's a nice guy. He's from Central Casting for being the sort of, he's a bait fisherman. And he has a big sort of beard and a thick New England accent. And,
he's the Groton's fisherman.
He's that guy. Yeah, he really is that guy. But, you know, I sort of made this song up. It wasn't really true, but I didn't think that was important. I made up a whole thing because I know some other guys who work as commercial fishermen, and it's a hard life. And they get really sort of... it's a dark life when you're not at sea. They don't like being at home. I've had that experience with them in the bars and around my town. They want to be out there. So this one is called Bottom of the Bottle. You got 16 years long lining on the swordfish. That is my job. Rest of my life, I'm only wandering on the dry land in fog. So when I'm home, I'm only sitting outside, parked out in the driveway. Got a little bit of liquor, bottom of the deep end. I'm gonna stay at the bottom of the bottle, bottom of the deep. Get into that groove. I'd like to play that all night long. I like to start with it and play it throughout the night, but you can't do that. It's fun to play, is why. It's really fun to play.
Well, it's an interesting thing. I mean, would anybody give up drinking willingly?
Probably not. Probably not, especially not the guys that I'm talking about in this song. Yeah, yeah, tough crowd. They're a tough bunch. But they're
what
my neighbors.
What else you got for us?
All right, well, I'll continue the theme of sort of this Rhode Island stuff. You know,
yeah, baby, Rhode Island.
Yeah. So, you know, this is a song that, well, basically I met a guy in the lobby of a hotel. I was on Block Island, right off the coast there of Rhode Island. I play there every year, and I like being there, and I go there a lot. It's close to home. Anyway, this was an interesting guy, and we got to talking about life and, you know, just all sorts of important subjects as we sat there at the bar. So anyway, I sort of gleaned what I could from the conversation, and he was a real interesting guy, and this is a song that came out of it called Passing Through. Passing Through. Temporary. We
You got a short one for me?
Sure. Here we go. How about a... Here's a song, a real short one. Just to celebrate the people in your life that have come and gone, some that are still here. This is called See You in My Dreams. Let's raise one up for my old friends. Here's to them. Let's raise another. One's left too soon. Never had the chance to see what has become of all the wild ones whose engines burned into the night. And the ones who reached round corners and flew as high as kites. Here's it to the ones who were still standing, waved, pulled back from shore.
Taking me back to my junior year of college when I fell in love with Carol Sarsik.
Oh, Carol Sarsik.
She turned me on to folk music, really.
What college were you at?
Brandeis University.
Yeah.
We had a little coffee house in a dormitory called The Castle, because it was a castle.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, she turned me on to Jackson Browne. She turned me on to Aztec Two-Step.
Yeah, I know those guys.
Who's the guy who did Is It Really Love It All? Violets of Dawn.
Jeez, I don't know that one. He was a
big one.
Yeah.
But you're putting me in that mindset. It's so great to hear.
Thanks. That's some of my favorite stuff.
But interestingly enough, I'm getting ready to dig into your album, and you tell me there's a band on it.
Well, there is, you know, but I don't think it intrudes on sort of the songs as they exist with just the guitar and the vocal. I think it just sort of fills it out a little bit in certain spots where I thought it would be fun, you know, just to be a little bit, pick it up a little bit.
Would you ever consider hiring someone to do a remix on it? You know, like a dance club mix on one of these songs?
My feeling on stuff like that is, sure. Yeah, why not? I mean, you know, sounds like fun to me. If someone really would want to do that, go for it.
Well, you have to pay them, basically.
Yeah.
You know,
then no, I'm completely grown uninterested. No, you know, I'm open to anything, really, to tell you the truth.
So you were telling me that touring's been good for you.
It's been good. You know, I'm able to do it, and that's the best part. I still enjoy it. I like to do it.
How long do you go out for?
You know, there's the longest, really, is the longest trip I took this year was, about 12 days, but that's too long. Honestly, long weekends, Thursday to Tuesday, things like that, work out the best. I can fly again and go into a certain area, play four or five times, and come home, you know. But I can go out for as long as a week or something. But generally, I like to go. I don't like to be that gone that long. So,
a lot of people like to go to Europe for a week or something.
Sure.
And do something there.
Yeah.
Were you thinking about that?
Absolutely. It's come up a lot. I played in Rome and I've played in Ireland before.
Oh.
But I would like to go back for an extensive sort of thing to places like Belgium and Germany. I have some contacts. So yeah, we're shooting for it in the coming year.
Does it get lonely on the road? Yeah, I mean, you don't have a band
yes,
with
Roger.
You.
Well, you know, I always tell the old joke that you know, bands are hard because bands can have a lot of fun. There's a lot of camaraderie, and sometimes there's fighting. And my brother and I, when we would play together in the old days, there was always some fighting. We're brothers, you know. And my first solo tour, I was in California, and I didn't know what to do with myself, so I pulled the car over and threw myself out of the car at the end of the night.